now. On the line, I have Brendan Crean. We're going to talk about the removal of staff from Kilbarrick Dart Station. Now, I've read something about this. Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Not too bad at all. And how is yourself, Nolan? Okay. Thanks for having me on your radio.
No, not at all. You're welcome. But when is this proposed that this will happen, and what effect will it have?
Well, I'm going to read out a little statement here, you know, just to let you know what is happening. Don't turn Kilbarrick into a ghost station. Management of Emerald Ireland, Irish Rail, have decided to move the staff member assigned to Kilbarrick Station, leaving their station on staff. This would mean a downgrade of services at the Kilbarrick Station. The thousands of regular Dart users in our community appreciate the friendly, helpful service from the staff in Kilbarrick. The presence of the staff is especially important for people with disabilities. The wheelchair users are asked to notify the company 24 hours in advance of travel and leaving Kilbarrick on staff to make it already unreasonable requirements even more difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to make it just automatic. So the train will still stop there, but there'll be no staff there. Is that the way it's going to work?
And that's what's going to happen, you see. And I was talking to one of the members of the staff that is assigned to Kilbarrick, and he was saying what will happen there if the ticket machines go down. There's nobody there to man them, you understand me?
Yes, yeah.
And then with antisocial behaviour going on in the station and everything, you know.
Okay, well, apart from all that, the practical thing for people with disabilities, if you arrive there and you need help in any sense or form, what happens there?
You have to ring 24 hours for to get someone to come out from another station if that wasn't manned, you know.
You have to give 24 hours notice that you're going to be there at 11 o'clock to get on the train to go into town.
Yeah, you have to ring 24 hours in advance of the day that you're going, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, so you can't sort of do anything off the cuff and say, listen, I'm going to head into town today because I forgot to ring them yesterday.
No, and I remember I went there one time on the dart out to bread with friends of mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were going out visiting somebody and we were coming back and there was no ramps there and two young girls tried to get me off in my ordinary wheelchair and they nearly let me fall, you understand me?
It wasn't my fault
or their fault, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So the services wasn't there for them.
Okay. So you need someone there that knows what they're doing to put the ramps down, obviously, when the train stops.
Okay. Yeah. I made a suggestion to Emerald Ireland that they should have automatic ramps coming over both sides of the carriage. You understand me?
Like on the
behind
bus.
Where the driver drives.
Look where the bus is, yeah. Like the way the buses do it, yeah.
Yeah, like what the buses do.
And what sort of reaction did you get?
I got no reaction at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
And what is happening there too, Noel, is when we're presenting ourselves there, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go on the dart, people are looking and say, why isn't there somebody there with the ramps? Because they close up at 4:30 in the evening, you know, the stations, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't go anywhere after 4:00 because the ticket offices are closed, you know.
Is that for everybody? Nobody can go anywhere, or is it just people with disabilities?
Just people with disabilities, because the other people can walk up the steps, you understand
me? Oh, I know what you mean, yeah, yeah.
And we can't walk up the steps, you know?
Oh, I know, yeah, but so the barrier is closed. I haven't been down there in a long, long time, Brendan, so I'm trying
to... saying the shutter comes down at 4:30 in the evenings.
Oh, so you can't get through?
You can't get through.
Okay, so... you made representations, got no reaction, so now you're trying to organise... I know there was a bit of a protest there yesterday, or a demonstration, not a protest, and you're organising a petition. So what sort of reaction are you getting from the general public?
We got a very good reaction, you know, there. And there's other wheelchair people were with me, you know, and they were helping out, giving out their flyers and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the public was saying, this, you shouldn't close the station, because you have to... Your man is going to be switched up to Hoth Junction from Kilbarrick. And you have to ring him. He's going down from Hoth Junction to Kilbarrick. That's leaving Hoth Junction unattended. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
And then sometimes the ramps haven't working in Old Junction.
Okay.
And the lift, you understand me, to get down to the station.
Sounds like a crazy situation. Absolutely crazy.
It's a crazy situation.
Well, look, can I ask you about, for the general public, Brendan, just for my own sake, if I come out, leave here now today, and I decide I want to get into town, and I want to use the Dart, and I want to go to Bray, so I want to use the Dart. So I hop in a 17A, I go down to Kilbarrick, and there's no one in the station. What do I do about a ticket? Do I pay at the other end? What sort of protocol is it for that?
Well, there's a machine there that you can get your ticket out of, you understand me?
Okay.
And so if they break down, there's nobody there to man them, you understand me?
Yeah.
And when it happens, the particular person in Kilbarrick Station, he's very good. He looks after the disabled people in general, you understand me?
Yes, yeah.
And you've got loads of wheelchair people from St. Michael's House and everything coming into that station, you know?
Yeah, and is there only one person employed down there? That's what we're talking about.
There's only one person employed there, yeah.
Okay.
And as I say, I don't know, but the government have spent 18 million euro on the Phoenix Park tunnel, the bypass Houston station, come into town to meet up with Lewis. You understand
me? Yes.
And why can't they look after facilities to get the Dart accessible for wheelchair use?
And are you getting any support from your local council's representatives or anything like that?
Micheál McDonagh came out this morning and helped us with the flyers and everything, you know. And if you ever want to speak to him, I can give you his number.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, I'll get that off you. We have his number here, sure. When is proposed that the man will leave the station?
Well, he's supposed to be leaving next Monday.
The 28th. So it's to leave on the 28th. That was very short notice as well, was it?
It was, yeah, because Micheál McDonagh was the one that told me about it, and they said, hey, we're going to do something about this, you know. Because he's there a long time, and the people in the area know him, you know, and he's very helpful.
Okay. So the petition is on the cards at the moment. That's what you're doing now, Brendan. You're getting a petition.
We're getting people to sign their names in, and then we'll send them into Emmerdale there, you know.
Okay.
And we're going to send them into Christy Rafferty. He's from Pierce Street, Darcy's. You understand me?
Yeah.
And he's the district manager.
Okay, well maybe
we'll
try and get someone from Aaron Road Erden to ask them why this is and what sort of proposals they have, in, just to find out what's going on, because it does seem like maybe less than 2 weeks' notice is not very long for people to let them know.
No, it's not very long, and then the service wouldn't be there for people with disabilities in general, you know.
Yeah.
And then I only heard this morning that one person had to leave Sutton to go back to Hort, you understand me?
Indeed.
And they're cutting an awful lot of staff out.
Okay.
They're letting them go, you know.
Okay. And how did you find out, for instance, about what it was going to be like if you wanted to get on the train that you'd have to give 24 hours notice?
That's what I was told anyway by station.
Is it sent out to individuals or is there general notice upon the station itself?
No, yeah, the ticket fellas will tell us that, you know.
Oh, I see.
And I got a letter from him over there and explained and told him what we always needed, but I never got a good reply from them, you know.
Okay. And the reason, just to explain to our listeners, the reason for they want the notice is that if you say, I'm going into town tomorrow, 11 o'clock, or wherever you're going, they have to send someone from Hoth Junction down to sort out the ramps for you in Kilbarrick to get you on the train.
Yeah.
So they're moving one guy from one place to the other.
And they're leaving it on the sandwich, you understand
me? It doesn't sound feasible at all.
In Hoth Junction, Noel?
Oh, pardon?
Are you ever in Hoth Junction yourself?
I have, yeah. I've been in Hoth Junction more often than I've been in Kilbarrick, but still...
But I'm just saying...
Still a long time ago.
The lifts are broken. You know, the lifts would be breaking down every time you go in there.
Go away.
Yeah, you know... So I got stranded again.
Okay. So it looks like we're having a lot of problems, so we'll have to see what we can do there. Let us know how you're going with the petition, Brennan.
I'll let you know when the next meeting comes up and everything, you know.
Okay, and I'll try and get in touch with them and see what they give us a statement on what's happening down there.
Yeah. And I mean, you can talk to Michal McDonaghy, you know, you have his number, and he'd be only too willing to talk, you know.
Yeah, well, I just want to get someone from Éireann Road there and tell us what the reason why they're taking the man out of there. Obviously to save money, but I mean, it's only one man, it's not a fortune, so maybe we can...
And you see, there's a lot of disabled people in Kilbarrick area, you know, that use that and wheelchairs, you know.
Well, apart from the people that live there, if you're coming in from town and you don't know that there's no ramps in Kilbarrick and you have a disability and you end up in Kilbarrick, there's no one there to get you off the train. So there's a double whammy there involved, because, I mean...
There is, you know, and you just have to be... And then if you're going into town and they put the ramps out, what time will you be back at?
Yes, yeah.
And they'll be there, you understand me?
Yeah,
you're restricted what you can do.
Yeah, there's a lot of connotations attached to it. So we'll see if we get a statement and find out what's going on for you, Brendan. And in the meantime, you let us know what's going on as well.
And what I'll do, and Michal will grow into that, before I let you go, Michal will grow into him in Emerald area, you know, send texts and letters and everything. He got no reply back from them.
Okay, well, we'll see, can we get a reply, Brendan, and I'll let you know. Thanks very much, Brendan. I'll talk to you again.
No problem. I'm mind yourself, Noel, okay?
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's Brendan Crean. He used to be a colleague here, and that's a terrible situation. I mean, the more you think about it, it seems like a one-way thing, and then all of a sudden you start thinking, but what if someone comes in from outside the area and they end up in Kilbarrick? Or, as he said himself, do you have to predestine what time you're coming back at? Listen, you ring them up 24 hours beforehand to say when you're going in, so they can send someone from wherever to send them, Ho Junction, down to put the ramps down. But then do you have to say, I'll be back at 5? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.